I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root Artist feature. I have the pleasure today of speaking with dancer and choreographer Helen Hale. Helen, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to be here, Floyd.
When it comes to the art of dance, what about dance can be confusing for people to embrace as easily as some of the other art forms?
I think that in some ways what can be confusing is that there is, on the part of some people, a desire to have this concrete takeaway from a dance performance, to kind of look at it, be able to read it as a story, to encounter some succinct statement within it, and to go away feeling like, man, I got it. You know, I read that performance the way that it was intended. And dance sometimes has a very concrete message to deliver, and at other times it exists much more in kind of this world of abstraction and visual communication, energetic communication. It's more of a sort of circular rather than linear narrative. And there's a lot of room for interpretation there. So many artists don't want everybody to read the same story. And I think that that can leave people wondering if they have, been left in the dark.
What excites you about dance? Like, what really gets you jazzed up about dance? Just give me, like, anything, whatever moves you.
You mean about performing dance or about seeing dance, the whole world of dance?
Sorry, the world of dance. The world of dance. Performing, seeing, receiving, thinking about it. Any and all of those things.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I love it. Like, I love it just more than anything else that I do in the world. So I've danced since I was a kid, and it makes me happy. And it feels like this language that I'm supposed to be speaking. And so there's an excitement in doing it because I feel this exhilaration and this intuitive understanding. You know, it's a form that connects me to myself and to others. And it's a kind of a way through which I understand the world, I think. But I also think that bodies are beautiful. And I think that the human form has so much communicative ability. There's so much power and there's so much beauty in the body. And we see that very clearly in dance. You have this direct encounter with the human body in motion. And then, you know, seeing that paired with the work of artists who are really craftsmen and who really are smart and think about composition and think about the visual and think about the culture of the time and create these worlds where the body is the mechanism for exploring and communicating that. That is just like, bing, I love it.
With that being said, I'm wondering what the difference is between movement and dance. When I listen to you speak about dance, and I can feel your passion for it, I almost feel like all of us could be dancers if we thought of ourselves in that way. But we don't think of ourselves in that way. So beyond movement, how do we get in touch with, you know, going from movement to dance for those of us who don't consider ourselves dancers?
That's interesting. I mean, I very much feel like everybody could be a dancer, which is so funny because so many people, when they find out that I'm a dancer, say, oh, whoa, 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 I'm not a dancer. I don't dance. You know, I don't think that the gap is that wide. I mean, like anything else, dance as a concert form, as a technique, is something that you spend time training in so that you can learn these technical ways of performing the movements of the body. But I think that we, you know, so many of us gesturally just in the course of our lives, perform a lot. That's part of why I don't think that dance is as mystical a form as people think, because, you know, we watch each other throughout our lives. We know what it means when somebody like turns our back weird and is like washing dishes and being all stiff and instead of being all normal and has their jaw all like weird and locked. You know something's wrong. Like, we know that about human beings because we can read our bodies with this kind of basic language that we share. And so I think a lot of just kind of bridging that gap is allowing yourself to feel comfortable in your body and to just give it a try, you know, to not have some expectation that you've got to be this great dancer that's in your mind, like you've got to be on Dancing with the Stars or something, just to kind of like loosen up and cut a rug and live in a sort of more comfortably embodied way.
I'm curious, though, when the art of dance is paired with other art forms, when you collaborate with other artists, what is that process like when you have a visual artist and someone like yourself trying to create something together? What is that process like in terms of trying to, I guess, interpret their energy, give some of your own energy, and create something together?
I mean, you know, that's really a question about collaboration and how collaboration operates. And in many cases, I think that process is very much determined by the creative process of the specific collaborators, you know. That being said, I think that a lot of communication is needed. I have found that there's just a lot more communication in that than I might initially think. And that when I am able to be clear about what my hopes are, and also to really kind of dream big about those things, like, hey, wow, it'd be really amazing if you could design this box that would turn inside out and then open on the side and I could like dance on the ledge, you know, is that possible? And then they can kind of say like, well, given that that's maybe the wild vision, here's what's doable. Also, if we changed this thing, you know, and brought this awesome idea that I've been having to the table, and then I'll go, oh, I never thought about that. So it's very much a dance in and of itself of just negotiating the vision that each person brings to the table, you know, trying to figure out what the parameters are that you're all working with. And what's important to me in interdisciplinary collaboration is feeling like, you know, the one form is asking for the other, that there's a logical fit, that no one's just saying, hey, film exists, so it'd be cool to bring that in, but rather that something in the work is saying this message would be strengthened through utilizing this film component. Let's figure out how to do that effectively. Does that make sense?
Yes, sure. I've heard you talk before about being scrappy and about dreaming big and about finding a way to get to big. So I'm curious, for you, what is big?
I really ultimately would like to have my own space. I would like to have the resources to have a regular company that can work together year round with dancers that I can really pay in legitimate ways, and a space that we have to work in. And, you know, my hopes beyond that extend to a lot of cultivating some international exchange and interdisciplinary collaboration with artists from outside of Atlanta. So really kind of, you know, being another voice or force that can bring other voices into the city and to really get some artistic exchange But I, you know, that feels big to me because right now we do not have very many up and running, really operational, consistent, you know, dance companies. That I don't know that I really have many friends here that, you know, that's their primary gig. And so I would like to see that change. But that in some ways feels like pie in the sky. And in other ways that feels like, no, be scrappy, dig in, make it happen. It can happen. But yeah.
What does life as a professional artist look like to you?
You're just hitting me with the big ones. What does life as a professional artist look like to you? What does it look like right now? What does it look like the way I want it to look like? Okay. I think it looks like being able to really spend my time working on my creative life. So having the resources to choreograph, having the resources to perform, having the resources to go and research and spend time elsewhere and learn and hone my craft and encounter new people and new ideas, to teach, to get, it's to get compensated for my skill set such that I can grow it and really give it freely. You know, there's a sense right now that I can only invest so much because I invest all this other energy trying to kind of figure out this balance of keeping myself sustained. And that's the case for, you know, artists for all time. But the hope would be that I increasingly build a life more of which gets to be spent fully investing in my creative work, because I feel like that is what I can most give back to the community and the world. Like that's my lane of stewardship, I think. And so the more of that I can do, and also just be able to live, I think is my vision of that professional life.
Helen Hale, dancer, choreographer, artist, let all of our listeners know how they can get in contact with you and see more of your work.
I have a website. It is helenhale.com. And I have got information about myself, about my projects. There's a blog on that site that I update. You can also get in touch with me via Facebook, Helen Hale Dance. And there's contact information on both of those. If anyone should wish to contact me directly, I would always invite that. So get in touch.
Helen, thank you.
Thanks so much. This has been great.